Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Saz in for Scott. Thanks very much to the big G-Dog. High five coming at ya. Saz on one then till seven. You know, if you speak to Annie Mac, she bangs on about officially starting the weekend and all that and 12 hours of dance music, but it's me and Lee really, Becky from Six with the floor fillers, yeah? Quite annoying, the floor fillers, because it's lots of great music and obviously I'm on the ones and twos mixing it all and stuff, so I'm kind of busy. But I meant to bring my nail stuff in. We could have had a really girly manicure moment during the floor fillers and I forgot. Quite a good time to get stuff done, isn't it, on a during a Friday show? Does Scott do that? Does he come
what,
in
do
and
do his nails?
Well, I don't know, do a bit of waxing or, I don't know, a bit of haberdashery.
He just made me straighten his hair. Have you seen that video online? It's one of the most watched videos on our pages. I can't believe
it. Have you straightening his hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the most mundane videos were always a massively popular one. Didn't Dom off a breakfast video mowing the lawn get like 2 billion hits or something?
And when Trevor Nelson made, was it like a lasagna or something? And it was just him getting out of the oven, putting it on the table and going, And that was it.
Wow.
We said it was the best video ever on YouTube, and then everyone went to it and was like, I just don't get it. No, don't get it.
Did he get out the pepper grinder at the end?
No, he did nothing. No. It was billed as like him making this big cake or whatever he made.
What was it? A cake or a lasagna? Or a lasagna cake?
He just opened the oven door, got it out, and I'm like, he didn't make that.
Wow. Was it a cake or a lasagna?
I don't know. I'm going to have to find it now and watch it again.
Cakey lasagna. I love that. A little bit of vanilla sponge with some bolognese sauce in between. Bechamel on top and then sprinkles. Best of both. If you're in a dash, it's a bit like the sort of pan 10 of the meal world. Do you know what I mean? Why take two bottles into the shower when you can take one? It's like not got time for a main and a dessert. Get them together. Love it.
Do you want me to make you one for next week?
I might do prawn cocktail profiteroles. How's about that?
Oh,
oh, that's horrid, isn't it?
Oh, that was gross.
Steak Diane trifle. Whoa. I'm coming up with these surprisingly quickly. I haven't thought about this before in my life. Maybe I've stumbled upon a talent. Doubt it, though. So I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, Becky. I slept out last night.
Did you?
Chatting. Which is a pretty selfless thing to do for a top celebrity.
How was your dinner? Did you get your booking confirmed?
You know, there was no red carpet there for me last night. It was just a little bit of cardboard and a big human-sized jiffy bag. I was like a borrower being inside a little bag. It was good. It was very good. I've got to say hello to my neighbours. Because, of course, it's like a big bun fight when you've got to decide in this big pitch. It's like an indoor market thing. It's not indoor. It's got a roof on it. And it's like a sort of big market square. And you've got to all sort of, you know, kerfuffle to try and get where you're going to sleep.
Sorry. I just
she's not really enjoying the anecdote and applauding wildly. It's just because we've got a fruit fly infestation here at BBC Radio 1.
I got 1. It.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then where have you wiped it? Don't get it on your veggie sushi. I brought in a show snack today, a veggie sushi, if fancy in London.
So who were your neighbours? Did you sleep next to anyone else famous?
No, it was Matt and Jill. They were very nice, actually. We hung out with them, and then at one point, some of their mates came over, and they got a bit noisy. The neighbours got a bit noisy. So anyway, I said, look, we're going to bed now. But earplugs in, hood up, they knew. And off they went and carried on the party, them young'uns. And I went to sleep at 1:30-ish. Woke up at 4:30-ish, I reckon, 4:45. Did one out of there. I was listening to Dev on the way home, driving home. And you know, we played Mike Posner, started off the show with it. Really reminds me now, because Dev, it's now in my head, Dev said it sounds like a sort of plumber mate of your dad's or something. You know, Mike Posner. Oh, you got a leaky do it. Get Mike Posner around. I'll give you his number. He's cracking plumber. He'll do it for you. Knock off prices. Doesn't it? Sounds a bit like that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Chris from Preston has been on. Wants that playing for his girlfriend Izzy on her 21st birthday. I mean, actually, he didn't specify that he wanted Prodigy. I ought to say that in case she sat there going, I like Michael Bublé, how could you? I'm not even that keen on Prodigy. But Izzy, you probably do like them. Happy birthday, gorgeous. That's from Chris. He loves you and stuff. Yeah, probably. Still, let's have a look. Oh, stop talking about food. I'm on a shake-only diet. Says Sally in Birmingham. Oh, I don't like them. I don't think anything that's... well, good luck with it, though, Sally. But when you've got meal replacements...
Yeah, me and my housemate tried to go on one of them once, and we went out, you know, the 24-hour supermarkets, we went out like half 11 or whatever, got the shakes back, made them up, and then he forgot to screw the lid on completely, so it just went all over the kitchen, and that was the end of it for us. We just got pizza.
Oh, right.
You just that was it. We were like, oh, this is a sign. It's a sign.
It's a
we're
sign.
We're not meant to do it.
Yeah.
And then that was the sign.
I thought you were going to say you drank the shake.
Oh, no.
With the pizza at the same
time. No, I wasn't a big fan of it.
Are they really thick?
Yeah. But you might as well just have a bowl of cereal. I don't know.
Well, you might as well as just have a piece of grilled chicken with some steamed veg or something. Yeah. Or a big plate of steamed veg, you know. I don't know. Sally, keep at it, though, if that's what works for you, my darling. I know Zoe years ago looked amazing on an Ibiza holiday, a little jaunt. And when I got over there, it was somewhere for Norman's birthday, it went to Ibiza. Anyway, she'd done, like, this amazing diet for, like, 3 weeks before, like, a watercress soup diet. Ooh. And she could never, ever again look at a piece of watercress, but she looked amazing for that entire holiday. And then real life kicks back in, do you know what I mean?
You
can't keep it up, can you? It's not good for you either. Dan the man, hey Zoe, if you listen, my darling. Dan the man from Birmingham has been on, says, I usually leave work at 6:30, so I've only managed to catch the end of your show, but today I snuck out at 4 so I can listen to it all. It's all very well, that, though. Feel a bit of pressure. Do you know what I mean? Now Dan's listening and stuff, and he's all excited. He's expecting a lot. What are we going to come up with? Becky. Stupid Street's coming up. That'll do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right then, good. I'm just choosing. Let's have a look. We'll have a little bit of this music in the background.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, God, confusing. I dropped my biro and it disappeared when back of me, but I've got it now. Whew. Maybe not a high-octane story, do you know what I mean? Not the basis for a Hollywood action movie, maybe, but for me it was quite exciting. I lost my biro, then I found it again.
There's so annoying. There it is, there!
Where?
To your left.
We've got a fruit fly infestation.
Did you get it?
No. I did. You've been nibbled, haven't you?
Well, everyone keeps telling me that they don't bite, but whatever these things are, they have bitten me all
over my
hands.
Who's told you they're
not
bites? Some of the bosses?
Yeah.
They've gone,
the ones
Becky,
that don't want me
they,
to yeah. sue for my bites.
They're like, they're not. But you're like, yeah, but they're... No, Becky,
and it was,
they're not.
I was like, what's that then on my own? So, yeah.
Getting bitten by fruit flies must mean that you're pretty... fruity and sweet tasting yourself, you little peach. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Unless they've just run out of fruit.
Oh, you get bitten by most things.
Do you
but
really?
I'm going to stop talking about it now because apparently on Chris Moore's show this morning, Matt Fincham said, and Becky's moaning about it, but then Becky moans about everything.
He was moaning about it the other day, old Fincham.
Well.
Wasn't he? He was in the office going, Becky, you're so right about these flies, I can't eat my sandwich.
I know. And all he does is sit upstairs and listen to Alexis Jordan on repeat, so
he sits there going, am I mad? Or does this sound like this?
Normally they really don't.
Like, no, you need a little holiday, Matt, to be honest, and a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. So we're going to head out onto Stupid Street now. Stupid Street has got talent.
I love these ones.
So we've got to work out what their magic talents would be.
Being stupid?
Bear in mind that the first girl to chat is the one off of yesterday's Stupid Street, who told the charming anecdote about when something wouldn't flush and she carried it from cubicle to cubicle and dropped it and stuff. So I don't know what talent she's got unless that's it.
Not balancing.
Yeah, it's not.
So or flushing.
She's on there. We don't know what her talent would be. I don't know.
I hope it's something really delicate, like ballet.
Oh, it could be.
I hope so. But do you remember I did all those Becky's Forte things?
And you still didn't find anything?
No. The only thing I think I am good at, which I was good at school, is tug of war. And I keep saying to the one that doesn't speak, I want to do like a celebrity tug of war, like me against all of McFly, or like all of the Saturdays.
All of the Saturdays, you'd well have the Saturdays.
Easily get them. Or me against the wanted, yeah, every time. But I quite like
amazing.
To do celebrity tug of war.
And what's happened? Why haven't we organised it? The one who doesn't
think it'll sound that good on the radio.
course it will.
Just
it will.
A load of celebrities
going. Oh, Dawn, it's giving me a flashback to yesterday's story about the thing that wouldn't flush. Now, if you had the rope up against the mic, so you'd get the. No, it still wouldn't work, would it? No, that's just proved his point, really. Smarty pants. I've not really got any talents. Any, like, hidden special, like, party pieces.
Do you not
think I can touch my toes with my nose?
You've got your double-jointed toes.
Yeah, my double-jointed toes.
Go on, touch your nose with your toe.
Well, I'm on a swivel chair. It's really quite hazardous because I could...
Oh, that way?
Yeah, like...
That's interesting. You've gone...
I did it! Did you watch that, then?
Yeah.
Although it's cheating because I've got quite a big furry
boot on. I know,
boot on,
I was
going to
say, that must add a few inches.
An inch or so.
Can't everybody do that?
No, I can bend my leg. Instead of doing it upwards, like forward with my leg, I put my leg backwards and I think my hips...
Like when you're about to do like Running Man. Is it Running Man when you do that?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I put my leg up backwards. I mean, I don't know if it bodes well for the future.
Do you use
know
that
I mean?
Often?
I won't be quite so cocky when I've got, you know, arthritic hips. Like Westwood yesterday with his creaky hips. Bless him. Anyway, obviously, I'm a good 60 years off being 80. So, shut it. So what are your talents? You decided you're not
just tug of war and
tug of war, yeah. Tug of war, double jointed. What are the talents of the people on Stupid Street? I reckon some of them will
singing.
Balance stuff on the nose like an ironing board and stuff, and maybe hang things from piercings. Oh, I hate that. Do you?
Oh god,
that's even worse than the Percy Pig problem.
No, it's not that bad.
Oh right, okay, that's worse, is it? Okay,
it's gross, though.
Let's have a look then. Let's see what the talents are of the people of Stupid Street.
Do you have a talent?
I can slide down a pole, upside down, with my butt cheeks. That is my secret. Well, it's not a secret. I show everyone I can when I'm drunk, really.
Hmm. What about you? Do you have a talent?
Yes, I can throw boomerangs.
You can throw boomerangs?
Yeah, I'm in the British Boomerang Society.
And what's the furthest you've ever...
See, I don't do distance. I just do trick catch. There you go.
Trick catch. What's your best trick?
I can catch it behind my back.
Do you have a secret talent?
The secret talent, which no one else I've ever met can do, can bend my finger backwards at the
I can sing. So we've come to the end of the road. That's all I know of that tune, but it's a classic.
Do you have a talent you could share with us?
A talent? Nah, I'm really awkward sometimes. Is that a talent?
I can...
That's
touch my elbows together around my back.
Well, let me see it. Oh! What is wrong with you guys? Do you have a talent, maybe, that you could share with us?
I have bendy fingers.
Oh, what? I've met so many people with weird fingers.
I'm double jointed in my hands.
Anything else? Can you sing?
No.
Act?
No.
Can you do the alphabet backwards, anything like that?
Z, Y, X. That's all I know.
Could you tell me your talent?
I'm secretly good at doing 90s rap. I said a hip hop, a hippie, a hip, do the hip hip hoppy, don't stop, the rocket to the bang bang, boogie to up, dump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. You see me, groove, and the gang, gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Wonder Mac, and I like to say hello. Yeah, and so on and so forth for the next 5 minutes or so.
I can act. I'm an actress, darling. And that's about
it. Can we get a little monologue from you?
Thing, what should I do? Yeah, I'll do a bit of my back off. This is what I'm performing next week, okay?
This is good rehearsal time.
Yeah, I know. I'll do a performing to you. My skin is soft and velvet and desirable of those with rough faces and bodies hard and muscled to labour. To toil across the face of the earth for us. The goodness of life. Woman. We. Sex. Sphinx. And I can't go on because it gets really dirty, but yeah.
Sphinx? Is that the big cat in Egypt?
Yeah.
Okay. Not rude, is it?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking...
Yeah, I know what you're thinking of. We didn't edit it.
I thought. Hang on a minute.
No, the Sphinx as in the biggie.
Very different things, not to get them too confused.
That girl who did the 90s rapping, she must have actually sat there and learnt the words to
Yeah,
it.
She did
you don't
it
just
really
pick that
fast.
Up randomly, do you?
It wasn't easy to chop up and to lay over the original, was it? Because she did it sort of super fast.
Mm.
Had to be sort of edited. Yeah, she learnt it. Mind you, I've got friends who know raps.
That's...
They always wrap them at parties now. But shut up. It's good for the first 10 seconds when anybody raps at you. But then after that, your face starts aching because you have to do that. Oh, your rapping face, like, encouraging smile. And then after a bit, you're like, oh, you know what I mean? Leave them to it. Roz is brilliant. You know, yesterday we were saying Roz is so good. If you want a bit of a gossip with Roz, she's got great reactions.
My mother doesn't know I smoke.
And what do I do on my way?
No!
Didn't sleep in my house last night.
We love her. She's amazing. If you've got a bit of gossip for Roz, she'll always go... And also, she was listening to those little sort of, tales there of their secret talents, and she was equally sort of as enthusiastic in her reactions.
I have bendy fingers.
Oh!
Can bend my finger backwards at the...
Let me see it.
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.